We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis, and we are starting from the first Mishnah on Chaf Hei Amud Beis, halfway down the Amud. Zok the Mishnah. We're continuing. This will be the last example of something that's Chayiv by here, and Potter here, Chayiv here. Zok the Mishnah. HaChayiv B'Shkedim. This is talking about the Chayiv Meiser. Now it's only a Chayiv Meiser on something that's edible. And something that's complete. It also has to be Nigmar HaPeri. So it says the Mishnah like this: Hachayiv b'shkedim hamorim potum masukim. There's two type of almonds. There's certain almonds that are very bitter, and certain almonds that are sweet. So something that's chayiv b'meiser by shkedim hamorim we potum masukim. By the other type of almond we potum, and a chayiv masukim something that's chayiv by the sweet type of almond we potum hamorim. We potum by the bitter one. What does this mean? Tanu Rabbanan. Shkedim amorim, when it comes to the bitter type of almond, that species of almonds, ketanim is chayavim, the small ones are chayav, because when they're small, they're not so bitter and they're still edible. Gedoilim paturim, but the big ones already, they're so bitter, they're not edible and they're potum. By mesukim, it's the opposite. By the sweet type of almonds, gedoilim is chayavim, the big ones are chayav, because then they're more complete. And ketanim, they're still very little. They don't eat it like that. They don't eat it when they're not ripe. They're potter. So it comes out, hachayiv v'shkedim amarim, which means water, small ones, potter masukim, because it's not complete. Hachayiv masukim, the ones that are chayiv by the masukim, which is big, is potter marim, because it's too bitter. So that's what comes out through the brayse, and that's what Mishnah is going like. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yesi Amar, Mishaviv, is two versions of this mandi amar. Either zev is el p'tur, v'amri lo, zev is el chayiv. Now what does it mean? What does it mean, Zev is el p'tur? So Rashi learns, Zev is el p'tur means, Ketanim is p'turim, Bei morim, Bei mesukim. Zev is that means, in the Ketanim family, they're both potter. Both potter. Because they're both too bitter. And Va'amri lo, Zev is el chayiv means, by gedoilim, Rashi says. The others say, by gedoilim, both are chayiv. Both are chayiv. So the levachayiv means, but the by gedolim both marim and mesukim achayiv. So the by p'tur is saying both small bay marim. I don't know if I said it right yet. Vezel because chol yirash taisus. When Rashi's pshat first, we'll come back to taisus. Vezel p'tur Rashi says this. It means ketanim, small ones are potter sai by the bitter type almonds, sai by the mesukim type almonds. And what will be the reason? Because this will be potter because they're both not ripe yet. That's why it'll be potter because they're both too small. And Zev Zel Chiyav is saying is that by the big ones, Sai Mesukin and Sai Morim are Chayiv. And the problem will be that will be a little problematic because how could it be Chayiv when it's the Morim are big, it's very bitter? Which the Morim will ask. So let's do Rashi first, we'll come back to Tosfos in a second. So Rishmor Vezim is Zev Zel Aptor means that the small ones, Zev Zel Apotor. No, it's arguing the Mishnah. Yeah, arguing the Mishnah. Argue the Mishnah. Said whatever is chayiv is getting more and part of mesukim. Argue the Mishnah. This is a brayse. The brayse started off there like a Mishnah that said that as ketanim and gedolim are different, are opposites. Here we're saying zev is el p'tur that ketanim are always potter because they're not ripe. That means by both, and or gedolim are always chayiv. That's two versions. So Amar Rav Eloi, Hoy Rav Chanina with Tzipori Kedivah, Amar Zev is el p'tur in Tzipori. Rav Chanina Paskin, like the Mandeh says, Zev is el p'tur. And Mara asks, Mandeh Zev is el chayiv, which we said means, according to Rashi, that both bitter ones and sweet ones are chayiv by gedolim. Lemaicha to come out lefi zeh that the bitter ones are always chayiv. It's interesting. So he says, Lemaicha, what's the chazi when it's big? On Rav Yechon, how biyochel mitkon are they are? Since you could sweeten it as they are, therefore it's chayiv. That is Rashi's pshat and Zev is el p'tur. Tosfos says a whole different pshat. Let's see Tosfos inside, and this way it won't be so confusing. Look Tosfos inside. Zev is el p'tur. Look Tosfos the pshat. Pirish. Morim, when it says Zev is el, it doesn't mean both type of ketanim, like Rashi says, are potter. Both type of ketanim are potter. That's what Rashi learned. Tosfos learns, Zev is el means pirish morim. Ben gedolim. Ben ketanim apotter. What's the reason? Gedolim plays shemarim b'yaiser. Gedolim because it's too bitter. Ketanim plays shlenigmaru. Makes a lot of sense. Shlenigmaru. Va'amri lo, the other version is zev zelachiv means going on on the gedolim, so he said like this: is both by marim are both chayiv. Zev means both by all going by marim. They're both chayiv. Gedolim pesha nigru, tanam pesha toivim yosef. The Mara will ask, why is gedolim hakadolim be chayiv? It's so bitter. Teresa miskin they are. This is Teresa's pshat. Teresa's pshat is that zev is going on both gedolim and ketanim. Rashi learned the word zev is going by marim and mesukim. According to Teresa's, zev is going ben gedolim ben ketanim. Zok Teresa's a pirush akuntur is dochuk. He doesn't like Rashi's pshat. The pirush zev is elaptur means ketanim and marim and mesukim. Zev is marim and mesukim, and zev lechiyev means in the gedolim marim and mesukim. V'hashda lo yhava me'inyan echad. So it's not me'inyan echad. It's not going on the same thing. They're going on different things. V'oy dechibayi gedolim ma'ichazi have that frusay gedolim marim kim naranayim mesukim. It shouldn't just said what's gedolim roy for? We gedolim was two. You have to say gedolim marim. You ask now mesukim. So therefore, he Taisus pshat is in the biyar adava. It's pretty geshmak. Taisus basically said like this, that both by marim both are potter. They're both a potter. Both gedolim and ketanim. Gedolim we said very simple because too bitter. But ketanim is not nigmar. Or you could say zev is elachayev is because this is better and this is nigmar. The big one's a nigmar and that's what's kasha. What do you use it for? So that's Taisus and Rashi. Different pshatim in the Gemara. So look to Mishnah Vayta. Hatemed. So now Rashi gives a hakdama to this Mishnah. That now we're going into a little bit different territory when we have this like Seder Mishnah. Until now we were saying a bunch of things that contrast the two things. Let's say, you know, a para aduma and an egla arufa. Whatever's kosher here is pasir. We said it took a kli cheres and a kli shetef. This is like that, and this is like this. We took a, you know, a shchita and malika. This is here, this is here. Kahanim and leviim. All different type of things. Now, this Mishnah is going to take the same exact item, has different times. In the same item, until this time it's like this, and then it changes to this. In the same item, not contrasting two items, in the same item, we're contrasting the same item in two different periods of its lifetime we're gonna deal with. That's the Midas Mishnah. The Mishnah is like this. Hatemed, temed is a type of wine that's not made out of squeezing grapes. It's made out of pits and peels of grapes that soaks in water until the water turns into wine. It's called temed. Hatemed, achloi hichmitz, until it fermented, ain't a nikach b'kesef ma'aser. You can't use ma'aser sheni to buy. It says in the pasuk, ma'aser sheni, you have to buy. It says, v'nasata v'kesef v'chol ha'shtav v'nafshecho. And it says, we darshan in the Gemara Ervin, that has to be a pre-mepri, v'gduli karka, has different things that has to be. And so it only gets a shem yayin after it's temed and it's ready fermented. So it cannot. So before fermentation, it's considered water. Water, you can't use ma'aser sheni money to buy water. So atemed ashal hichmitz any nikach b'kesef ma'aser. Upayis lasa mikvah. The halacha is that three lugim mayim shuvim of water passes the mikvah. So here we'll pass the mikvah because it's water. Wine is not makabel. Wine is not passel. Does not pass the mikvah. No problem. Mayim shuvim of wine, but here it's water still. Mishah Hichmetz, after this temed reaches the point of fermentation, let's say it takes 40 days to become ferment. So after 40 days, the same exact item turns to something else completely. Nikah v'kasa ma'aser sheni, because it's wine, v'ein d'paisas mikvah, not pasul mikvah. So here you have this thing, contrasting this temed, this juice that we have here, starts off as water, and then all of a sudden it turns into wine. And the nafkamina is a big nafkamina. If you could buy ma'aser sheni, and if it passes the mikvah, starts off not being able to be purchased with ma'aser sheni money, but it does pass the mikvah. Ma'ashenkin, after it becomes fermented, it becomes wine, nikah v'kasa ma'aser sheni, v'ein d'paisas mikvah. A similar idea. Ha'achim ha'shutvim kishachayovim b'kalboim pturim ma'is behema shechav ma'is behema pturim min ha'kalbon. What are we talking about over here? So the two halachas that are facts are like this. First of all, shutvim are possible for ma'iser behema. That means if two guys put money together and they buy behemos, they're part of ma'is behema. Learn it from a pasuk, yilcha v'loy shal shutvis. Don't din shutvis. You don't have to give ma'is behema from shutvis. Another halacha is that if I pay for you machsa shekel, or you pay for me machsa shekel, you don't have to give a kalbin. What's a kalbin? Every time they give a half a shekel, they also add on a little extra pruta for the exchange rate. and it's called a karbon. Now, if you're paying for someone else, you don't have to give a karbon. That's the halacha. So now, when a person, a family gets a Yerusha, kolzman, they don't split it, so then it's called tvusa bayis, and it's not called a shutfis. It's called like the father's money. So at that point, if you take that money for the machzah shekel, it's like someone else, like your father's paying for you. You don't have to give a karbon. But on the other hand, yichai mais beima, because it's not a shutfis. It's your father's reshut, it's your father's estate. Once they split it, and then even afterwards they go back into partnership, that's already a partnership, and that doesn't have a dinner, two sabbites.
If I go and pay your half shekel, not right. You do a half a shekel.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to give. Right, no.
Only
do it yourself, yeah. They gave him a break. If you pay him for someone else, you don't have to give a kalbin. No, they're right. That's different halacha. If you give a whole shekel shalim, you also don't have to. There's two different dinim. But it says, "Ashoika bono v'yachad me'iroi upoitroi b'shaloi potem in a kalbin." Your potem in a kalbin was, well, that's the halacha there, that your potem in a kalbin. It's also didn't give a whole shekel also. Well, that you're part of a carbon. It could be dear, but you give a whole shekel. These two people come together, give a whole shekel. We have it four. We had it before. Maybe we had it in Menachos. They both have to give a carbon. Mendarabana maybe, but here they don't have to give a carbon. It could be it has to be daf a kasa shalom. I'm not sure if it has to be daf when you're giving a full kasa. If you give two halves, maybe you still have to give a carbon. But I'm not sure exactly. It sounds like maybe you have to give a shekel shalom. You're right. But zok the mishnah, ha'achim ha'shutvim. So achim who become shutvim afterwards. So. It depends, afterwards or not afterwards. Kishu chayavim v'kalbo, which means it was afterwards that became shutvim, patur ma'is v'heim, because they consider shutvim. Kishu chayavim ma'is v'heim, which means it's still tvus abayis, then patur min ha'kalbo, because the estate is paying the kalbo. So that is our mishnah. Zot to Gemara, so Gemara is not going to come back to the sugya of kalbo. We're just going to discuss the sugya of temed. Par ha'kaponim, that's the way... We explained with Rashi that the var of the shutvim is that shutvim, only real shutvim are potter from ma'is behema, but tvus abayis is chayv ma'is behema. Mashenki and the gavi kalbo is the opposite. If tvus abayis is paying the kalbo, then it's considered that it's someone paying for someone else, and they don't have to give a kalbo. Mashenki, if they already split up, now they became shutvim again, then avada, even though they use the shutvim money for machzah shekel, still they have to give a kalbo. So the Gemara Moni Masdisim, the Gabi Temed, Mura asks, Moni Masdisim, Loi Rabbi Yehuda, Velo Rabbanon. Our mission is not Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon. Time we learned in a Braisa. We learned in a Braisa about the Shiloh of Temed. It could be a Mishnah even, the Tanan. Hametamed Venoisim Mayim Bemida. Someone took a bunch of pits and peels and he added water to it. And then when he finished making the wine, Umotso Kedei Midasa. It was the same amount of water. The water was not, no wine in this water. It was water. It turned colors, but it was water. So according to Tanakhama, you're potter for meisim. You're potter for meisim. There's not discussion of our mishnah, which is if you could buy it with my shiny money or places to make for a new discussion. Is it chayiv? Is it considered wine? So once again, it's a potter. It's considered water. You're not chayiv meisim on water. Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv. Yehuda holds no. It's considered wine and you're chayiv. So Yehuda holds that taima, since it tastes like wine, it's chayiv like wine. So Amar wants to know, who's our mishnah like? Money. Rabbanon, if it's our mishnah the Rabbanon, I've got the hichmet. Even if it comes fermented, it's potter because that's water. It's not wine. It just has a color or a taste of wine. It's not wine. And Rabbi Yehuda, he says chayiv. I've got lo hichmet. Sounds like even without hichmet, it's chayiv. So who's our mishnah like? Now Tosis points out that even though Rabbi Yehuda just said a chumrah that chayiv in meiser, who says that you could buy Meir Mishnah going according to Rabbi Yehuda, but who said you could buy mice? Who said you could buy my sheni money? Who did you do for that? And who said you could say that the mikvah is not possible? Maybe he only said a chumrah. He said a chumrah. Who said the b'chayiv meisah? The very Tosfos. Avigad Rabbi Yehuda lahach me'ari l'schayiv meisah v'hakol hakol who the nikkav kesa meisah v'ein poyos mikvah. It's a kula. Kosov hashas lo yishna. The Shas holds is no difference, and that's the Mar's kasha. Is it the Rabbanon? So then it's never wine. So what's why I'm just saying after hichmet comes wine, it has to come wine. Rabbanon holds not wine. Every time Yehuda, who said you need hichmet? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avuah. Yes, even for Yehuda, you need hichmet. Zok the Gemara on top Amar Aleph. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avuah. Bishah hichmet. Machloikis. The whole machloikis, the whole sad that according to Rav Yehuda, Yechayev and Meiser. is only if it's hichmet, fermented. If it's not fermented, that's not wine. That's not a colored petal. It's not wine. So therefore, it has to be hichmet. So even Rabbi Yehuda only says lach by hichmet. Umastis and Rabbi Yehuda. Now Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that after hichmet turns into wine. And our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now Rashi points out, and Tosfos, is that why we learn the machlokes is v'lo shloi hichmet, and maybe by hichmet Rabbanon agree, maybe that's a pshat. So Tosfos and Rashi, and Rashi Tosfos will say that even that it doesn't make sense to say that Rabbi Yehuda will be chayiv by lo hichmet b'maiser. Can't be such a thing. Even though they want to have me sound like maybe yeah, you know after hichmet, but that's Rashi points out. But the maaser that Rav Nachman holds is not sad that Rav Yehuda will be mechayiv meiser by loy hichmet. It's mamish petal and it's mamish cold water, and therefore it has to be mechayiv by hichmet. I'm mishnah going with Rav Yehuda and talking about hichmet. That's what comes out l'fi the chesbon of the Gemara. But Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Bavua, temed shalachu bekesef meiser. Someone bought temed bekesef meisim, and at this point it was not fermented yet. He did it like it in so far. Did it like it in. Well, besayf hichmet. So meisa, the temed sat there for a week, and at the end of the week it was mamish. It was merlot. It was mamish delicious. It was mamish a regular wine. So the loch is kana meisa. It works to mafreya kana meisa. My timer gloyim mils to mafreya the peru. Turned out the mafreya that it was peru. And like Rashi says, wasn't even kona meiser. The nafmin is like this: the person who got the money for that temed, if the temed would be water, then that money would still be my sheni money. But Zog Rashi kona meiser, misha mois biyoda yochel laochle chutzes laim v'shes chal wal temed. The you lo hichmet Rashi says have a hanach mois kaim v'gushar v'yala meicher. And Rashi says gloyim milsa v'shas lekicha was peira and had koyach. The chatzanim had koyach in it to turn it into wine. So definitely had wine and did wine. So that's a chiddush. Mardi, Chiddush Rav Nachman, that it had the potential is enough that if it turns into wine, it'll be peiro. So freiting marakasha, so we're hailing the Mishnah. El Mishnah Tony Hichmetz in Loi Hichmetz Loi Dilma Yishavki Have a Machmetz. What are you talking about? Mishnah says that if Loi Hichmetz, you can't any Machmetz Hashani. What do you mean? Maybe would have been become fermented. How do you know? Huh? Yeah, but the Mishnah just gives you a fact. The Mishnah doesn't tell you. Reiv and Machmitzim. That's Rashi speaks out. But Reiv and Machmitzim. So how can you tell me that? So it's like this. You're saying if it does, what happened was you drank it. But let's go. What's the Reiv? What turned into? That's called no. We said that's called Mishas Ma'isa. It's called Peir. Mishas Ma'isa. Right now it's called wine. If it's going to turn into, then Zog Rashi and Reiv them turn into wine. So what's the problem? So why can't you buy it? So Mar has two terutzim. So one terutz is Amar Rabba. The first teretz is, and we're going to stop here by the first teretz, that k'shaya menu b'kois v'lo hichmetz. He took a left over in a kois, and it didn't ferment. So you see clearly, it was no good. That's why Enigma says it. He had to be mamash akimta. The mishnah that says ach lo hichmetz pois lo samikva, and if you bought a nice chain, does not work, is a case where you took left it in a cup, and it never turned into wine. But if it did turn into wine, then echanami. And if you drank it up, takan echanami, go was the roiv, according to Rabbah. That would be the first mahalach. Rabbah have no mahalach. Just a set up. We're all holding. We're holding because Rav Nachman is a chiddush that's a gloy milstam afreya. That's called peir. So shaila is that, what's on our mishnah then? So why don't we say, go was the roiv, that usually when you buy this temed, it's going to become chaymet. So it's become fermented and become wine. So why isn't it considered a good purchase and should not pass the mikvah? So he said, the case was, in our Mishnah, we saw it stayed water, and therefore that's why I passed the mikvah, and that's why it's not Nikach Maiz, and tomorrow, Met Shem, we'll start off with Rava to see Rava's Mahalach.